Okay, so the first thing we're going to do, as always, is my joke or my riddle. And the first one I want to read, the only one I want to read today is, why don't anteaters get sick? Why don't anteaters get sick? And the answer is because they're full of antibodies. Ha ha, because that's what helps us fight germs is antibodies. And anteaters eat lots of ants. So that's the joke of the day. Okay, so we know in this book, which is the Coin Slot Chronicles, called Arcade and the Triple T Token by Rashad Jennings, with permission to be read by Zondervan, which is division of HarperCollins. So we know that Arcade was having trouble and still is deciding what he wants to do when he grows up, which is a tough thing for anybody. But so he sent in his paper to his teacher about being a guide in the Alps, and his teacher knows better, which, you know, a lot of teachers get to know you pretty well. So he has given him a kind of a pass because he's a new kid and letting him have more time. So now we're on chapter 31, In the Pits. Let's see what happens in the pits. For the next 3 weeks, I dug in and researched careers harder than ever. Miss Weckles could hardly keep up with my requests for books. Time was ticking, and I had to find a good job soon so I could start my display. One Saturday morning at the end of April, when Zoe and I were hanging out at the Ivy Park Public Library, Miss Weckles broke some bad news. Arcade, we have a library policy that states if you have any overdue books, you can't check out anymore. Had 3 weeks gone by with those renewals already? I've already stretched the rules a bit by letting you check out more books than is allowed. I'm sorry, Miss Weckles. I'll bring back everything I have, and I'll ask my parents to call the police and see if they've found anything. That will be fine. She placed a couple of new career books in front of me. You can read all you want here in the library, and I'll try to dig up some more books for you at the school library. You don't have any overdues there. Miss Weckles, you are my favorite person in New York. Right then, Doug came in to the library. Hey, Arcade. Everyone shushed him. He looked around and whispered, oh, sorry, the library, right. And then he continued to talk to me without whispering. Scratchy's outside. We're going food trunk tasting. You want to come? There's a food truck festival in Midtown, and I got to try everything and decide what I'm going to have in my food truck display. It's so cool, Arcade. I found this huge old box, and I'm painting it to look like a truck. So there's a picture of his truck. We've got to make a decision. There was definite passion there, and I was hungry. I closed the book I was reading and put it on the rolling cart by Miss Weckles' desk. Sure, I want to come. Let me check with my parents first. Then I spotted Zoe, who was browsing in the young adult reader section. We had made a deal to stay with each other, and with that thief out there, I intended to keep her real close. Can Zoe come too? She's a foodie and could give some great advice. Sure, the more the merrier. Shh. I'm sure the library patrons were glad to see Doug walk out the door. We met Scratchy outside. He was standing on his electric scooter. How are we supposed to keep up with you on that thing? Zoe asked, jumping up on the back of it. I got it all figured out. Me and whoever is riding with me will scoot into each line faster, and then you all catch up and we hand you the food. Scratchy stepped off. But for right now, I'll put it in manual mode. I can also fold it up and take it on the subway. To the food trucks, Doug yelled, and we took off toward the subway entrance. Zoe, you got any money? I've got $5. That should get us through half a food truck. No worries. I got us all covered. Scratchy reached into his jeans pocket and pulled out a wad of cash. I just got paid for a job. Doug's eyes widened. You just got paid for a job? What kind of a job you got, Scratch? Scratchy reached down to pick up some coins that fell on the floor of the subway car. Fixing stuff. My dad lets me work in the shop sometimes, and he pays me a little bit. This money's from installing my neighbor's new garbage disposal. How do you know what you're doing? I knew Scratchy was mechanical, but he was only 11. Scratchy shrugged. I just do. Plus, I've been taking things apart ever since I was little. You know, to see how things work. Once I took off the front of the dishwasher. Mom wasn't too happy about that. But now I can install them. I'm pretty sure my mouth was hanging open, finding out about this mechanical genius. I never thought to take things apart. I guess that's just how I was made, Scratchy smiled. I can't wait till I learn a little more about cars, though. Hee hee, I might get in a little bit of trouble if I take our family ride apart. I laughed. Yeah, wouldn't make sense to do that. Then I broke out in a sweat all over my head. Hey, Zoe, can you move over? I'm getting hot in here. Hot? What's wrong with you? It's freezing on this car. And then she looked over at me and frowned. Oh, no. I thought that thing was broken. What are you talking about? She pointed to my chest. Check it out, Mr. Happy Travels. No wonder I was hot. My token was blazing and shining like a headlight beam through my shirt. Doug put both arms out to the side like he was trying to stop any of us from getting out of our seats. Fasten your seatbelts, friends. We may be heading back to the Munch. Scratchy scratched the side of his cheek. What's the Munch? It's a TV show, Doug said, and I was on it. At least I think I was, until I was rudely interrupted while mixing up a white chocolate raspberry wedding cake. Zoe rolled her eyes. Hey, Mr. No Table Manners, we saved you from being embarrassed on national TV. Huh? Scratchy looked totally confused. I stood and grabbed one of the poles to stabilize myself. Sweat dripped down my neck, followed by glitter. Zoe packed in close to me. I can't believe we're doing this again. Scratchy stood and grabbed the same pole as me. What? What are we doing? Why is glitter falling on us? Where's it even coming from? I didn't have time to explain. A set of doors appeared in the front of the subway doors. A coin slot popped out of the middle and pulsed. And this time a sign appeared over the doors. Job Speedway. Scratchy pointed to the sign. Hey, how does the subway know my team name? Then he began scratching his ears. Where is all this glitter coming from? I looked over at Zoe. Job Speedway? Well, at least we have a clue this time. What should we do, sis? Zoe put her hand on her chest. Wait, you're asking me what to do? That's a first. I smirked. Yeah, but I don't guarantee I'll take your advice. Fine, shark bait. Put in the token, but remember, this time my name is Zoe, not Zoo. She linked her arm with mine. Scratchy stepped forward to examine the doors and the coin slot. Check this out, I said. Check this out, Doug moved in closer. Job Speedway, here we come. I pulled out the token and it popped off the chain. I reached out and dropped it into the slot. All clear, a subway voice said over the loudspeaker. All clear, Doug yelled. I made the door parting motion with my hands, and the doors made a dinging sound, and they opened. Gasoline fumes assault my senses, and I can hardly hear a thing over the roaring of race car engines. We're standing on a wall, all five of us. Me, Zoe, Scratchy, Doug, and the old lady from the library. She's wearing the Triple T ball cap and is holding a metal car jack that is bigger than she is. Scratchy's standing on the wall to my right, steadying a bulky tire, and he's looking kind of bulky himself, and older, and very confused. Arcade! Are we on a pit crew? For real? I watch this on TV all the time. He looks around. I think we're the rear wheel team. Pit crew, rear wheel, what? We're all wearing matching orange uniforms with golden tokens on them. I read Scratchy's name patch. It says Crew Chief Scranton. I point to the patch with my free hand. Looks like you're a little more than that, Scratchy. He looks down. Radical. Then he yells out to all of us, okay. I know what this means. We gotta be fast, people. I glance to my left and see Doug, the one with the sideburns, holding a tire of his own on the wall. On the other side of him is Zoe, who is also looking more mature, but still has her hair in a ponytail and is gripping what looks like a supersonic water soaker attached to a hose. She's staring at the racetrack. Doug's yelling at me, I think, but I can't hear a word over the thunderous roar of the crowd and the car engines. Scratchy hits me on the shoulder to get my attention. You know how to use that impact wrench, Arcade, do you? Remember, righty-tighty, lefty-loosey? I'm holding a supersonic water soaker, too, only it's called an impact wrench. I try to stop myself from hyperventilating so I don't get dizzy, fall off the wall, and get plowed over by a race car. Calm down, Arcade. You've read a book about this. NASCAR pit crews change the tires and refuel the cars during races, all in under 12 seconds. You're the rear tire changer. You pull the trigger on the wrench. It roars and turns left. Then it will get the lug nuts off. Wait, I scream. Am I supposed to remove lug nuts from a race car? Scratchy grins at me and tips his chin up. Yeah, buddy, and don't forget to put them back on. And then he looks around. Who's our gas man? He has all the fuel he needs, the mysterious Triple T woman says. He just needs to keep his foot on the pedal. Scratchy nods, and then he picks up the tire. Crew, here's our car, PS23. Let's get ready to roll. An orange stock car with a PS23 on it pulls into the pit road. As soon as it crosses our line, we all jump to the ground. Scratchy and I run around the back of the car, over to the right rear tire. The old lady shoves the jack under the car, and somehow she cranks it up so the car tips to the left. I crouch down and hit all five lug nuts with my wrench. One of them flies off and smacks me in the chest, right where the token usually hangs. Ouch! Attaboy, Arcade! Scratchy lifts the tire up and matches the holes to the wheel studs like he's been doing this his whole life. Now put them back on. I change the direction of the wrench and pull the trigger. My shirt is already drenched in sweat from the 5 seconds of pit crew work. Scratchy hits me on the back. Okay, other side. Before I get to the left side, the old lady is already there, jacking up the car. Teamwork is important, she says. But I hear her voice inside my head instead of it coming from her mouth. Who are you? I ask. But I can't wait for her answer because it's time to use the wrench again. This time, a lug nut hits me on the chin. Ouch! But I can't rub out the pain. The clock is ticking. 5 lug nuts need to go back on. Righty tighty. I take a deep breath and pull the trigger. And as soon as I'm done, the car hits the ground and tears out of the pit. 11 seconds. What a rush! Scratchy jumps up and down, high-fiving all of our crew, except for the old lady who has vanished. Grab a tire, Arcade. We get to do this again in a few laps. Scratchy looks like the happiest guy in the universe. I, however, am shaking all over and don't know if I have the legs to change another tire. Thankfully, I don't have to. Golden glitter begins to fall, and the doors return on top of the wall. We step up. The coin slot pulses. I reach for my chain, and the token is there. Do we have to leave now? Scratchy asks. This is the most exciting thing I've ever done. Can't we wait to see if we win the race? Excuse me, I shake my head. I hate to disappoint my new friend, but I learned my lesson at the baseball stadium. I'm sorry, but we got to obey the token. But don't worry, we'll win. How do you know? Scratchy is brushing glitter off his shoulders and looks me right in the eye. I grin. Because we have the best crew chief. I pull the token off the chain, and this time, just to see what happens, I flip it with my thumb up into the air. It turns over and over, heads, then tails, glistening. And then it tumbles down, its golden edge lining up perfectly with the coin slot. It slips through. I make the parting motion with my hand, and we step off the wall together as a team. What? Doug asks in total awe. Were we just at NASCAR? What were we doing at NASCAR? We were back in the subway on our way to the food trucks. I pulled the token out from under my shirt and let it dangle so my friends could see. The token took us there. I'm not sure why, though. Scratchy still has this huge grin on his face. I don't know what that just was, Arcade, but it was the most radical thing ever. I thought that thing was broken, Zoe said. I thought it was too. I guess it recharged. Is that some kind of magic time travel device? Scratchy asked. Doug gestured wildly. It's more than that, Scratchy. Arcade's got some crazy power given to him by the library. Man, all I got from the library was some candy. All I could do was laugh. I got this from an old lady at the library. She told me it belonged to me and then wished me happy travels. She was the jack operator on our pit crew. You all saw her. They all stared and shook their heads. Oh, come on. You didn't see her? Then who do you think was operating the jack? Zoe put her hand to her chin. It was that burly guy named Jack. Doug nodded. It was that burly guy named Jack. Scratchy scratched the back of his neck. Yeah, I thought it was pretty funny, but that's what his name patch said, Jack. My palms got all sweaty. And I suppose you saw a gas man, too? No gas man, Scratchy said. Jack said the driver had plenty of fuel, which didn't make any sense to me, but we didn't have time to do anything about it. Silence. Zoe reached over and put her hand on my shoulder. Are you all right, Arcade? Did you see that shadow thing again? I sat down. Not this time. I'm fine, though. It was a fun adventure and all. I just wish someone else could see the old lady who gave me the token. That would help me know I'm not going crazy. I pulled the token up with the chain and flicked it with my finger. I mean, am I going crazy? Is this real? Scratchy scratched the back of his neck and sniffed his palms. It was real. I can still smell rubber. Doug sniffed his too. That was hard work. I never want to be a pit crew again. Scratchy leaned back in his seat and grinned. I do. Doug rubbed his belly. Man, I'm starved. When is this subway going to get to Midtown? Can your magic token get us to Midtown, Arcade? Right then, the subway car came to a stop. Midtown, Zoe said. Are you all ready for an after-race snack? The subway dumped us out into the food lover's paradise. Trucks were lined up so close to each other that we didn't need the scooter. We just needed bigger stomachs. Dessert first. It's what my gram always says. Doug pointed to an ice cream sandwich truck, and we all headed in that direction. No complaints from me. Warm chocolate chip cookies with cookie dough ice cream in the middle. Yum. Lobster grilled cheese. Now that sounds heavenly. Zoe studied the sign on the popular food truck. A little pricey, though. Let's share one. Scratchy walked up, ordered a sandwich, and asked for it to be cut into four pieces. Zoe ate hers first. Oh, lobster grilled cheese. I'm thinking, why is it a sandwich? Okay. Zoe ate hers faster than all of us and licked every speck off her fingers. I'm going to save up and get my own next time. Say delicioso. What's a caddy roll? That was the next food truck stop. It's an Indian burrito, the woman inside told me. Once you try one, you'll be hooked. She was right. I don't know what all the ingredients were, but it woke up all my taste buds, in a good way. I grabbed my belly. I'm getting full. Can we take a rest? Right after the Belgian waffle, Doug said. Or, hey, maybe I should get a thin crust pizza instead, he took off. This is fun. Zoe stopped to take a sip of water from the water bottle. I never saw this many food trucks in one place in Virginia. Just hearing the word Virginia sent me to a sad place, and I realized that I hadn't called Derek in a while. I sure had a lot to tell him. Too bad I didn't have my phone. I'm gonna sit this round out. I plopped down on the bench, and Zoe joined me. Scratchy came over too. You okay? I think so. Just missing home. Virginia. Me and Zoe being here just doesn't make sense to me sometimes. I know what you mean. I've been here almost 9 months now, and it still feels weird. Scratchy sat down next to me and ate his waffle in silence. I felt a bit of heat on my chest. I pounded it with my fist. Must be heartburn. A few minutes later, Doug returned with a thin crust pizza in one hand and his phone in the other. Hey guys, my gram is sick and I gotta go take care of her right away. But you're right in the middle of project research, I said. Can't your parents help out? Nah, it's just me and Graham. My parents aren't in the picture right now. She's all I've got. I had never talked to Doug about his parents. I had never met them, but I assumed they were just busy like mine. Oh man, I'm sorry, Doug. I didn't know. He sat down, squeezing onto the bench with us. I don't like to talk about it much. It's kind of painful. I put my hand on his shoulder. It's okay. You got us too. There are a lot of things about life that doesn't make sense. You got that right. And right when he said that, my heartburn got worse. I grabbed my chest. It was hot, but not from the inside. Zoe jumped off the bench and faced me. I don't think so. It's too soon. I stood up. What's too soon? What are you talking about? Doug looked up. And then his pizza was sprinkled with a new topping, glitter. And a new food truck appeared right in front of our bench with elevated doors and a shiny coin slot. What kind of food is this? Doug dropped his pizza to the ground. I pulled the token out of my shirt. I'm not sure. Are you guys up for trying something new? Scratchy and Doug said it together. Totally. I grabbed the blazing token and it popped right off the chain. I glanced over at Zoe. I got your back, she said, and I got yours. I threw the token in and made the parting motion with my hands. The food truck doors opened. Let's do this thing, I yelled, and we all stepped in. So now we're on chapter 32, A Higher Perspective. We're not at a food truck festival anymore. We're in a small plane flying high over New York City. I can see the Statue of Liberty far below us, a tiny white speck. Dude, I hate heights. Doug pokes his head in between me and Scratchy, who is flying the plane. Wait, Scratchy is flying the plane? How long have you been flying planes, Scratch? Doug grabs his throat and plasters his face to the window. Scratchy fiddles with some levers on the instrument panel. I don't fly planes. Do you see a name tag on my shirt that says Pilot Scranton? And then he turns to me. Do you fly planes, Arcade? Because we're in a plane that is actually flying. Zoe is sitting behind me. She kicks my seat. My phone screen is all glittery again. Scratchy picks up something from the instrument panel that looks like a plastic cup attached to the end of a string. No, that's exactly what it is. He speaks into the cup. Hello, JFK, Newark? He turns to me. What's that other airport with the funny name? I don't know. I'm new here, remember? He continues to talk in the cup. This is Thomas Scranton, and I'm flying a plane. That's your name? I chuckled. Thomas? Okay, when I'm flying a plane. He puts his mouth into the cup. Hello? A voice comes back. This is Newark. We copy, Scranton. And by the way, you are talking into a cup. Try the radio. I don't know where the radio is. Try some switches. One of them will be the radio. Okay, Scratchy hands me the cup and begins throwing switches. The first switch is not a good choice. The left wing dips and we're all leaning far left. My head smashes into Scratchy's neck. Ah! Switch it back! He does, and we dip right. Ah! He puts the switch back to the middle and scratches his head. Well, that's now how a plane should work. We're communicating through a plastic cup, Zoe says. This is probably not your average plane. Hello? Newark? 10-4? Anybody there? Yeah, we're here, Scranton. We saw you dipping all over the place. What a bunch of amateurs. I grab the cup from Scratchy. That's because we're only 11. Excuse me? Zoe taps me on the shoulder. I'm 14. Scratchy takes the cup back. Newark, can you tell us what to do right now? And how are we supposed to land this thing? A few laughs come through the cup. You can't even keep the plane straight. What makes you think you can land it? Great. We have a bunch of comedians and air traffic control. Scranton and friends, why don't you just sit back and enjoy the flight? Take a look around. Get a new perspective. Okay, Scratchy leans back in his seat. You heard him. People, take a look around. So we do. And it really is an amazing flight. Manhattan looks so small from up here, like towers built out of a floating toy blocks with water all around it. Wow, this is where we live now, Arcade. I look back at Zoe. She has her hand over her mouth and tears are forming. I point to some blue rectangles on top of the blocks. Are those pools on the roofs of buildings? We need to find us a pool. Scranton, we're going on a break. We'll be back in a few to check on you. Copy out. Copy out? I take the cup from Scratchy and tap it on my knee. Are you allowed to copy out? Hello? Scratchy holds both hands up. I'm not touching nothing. I think we should just sit back like they said. New York's a lot different from way up here. Cooler than from the ground, don't you think? We all sit back stunned. No sound. Just the propellers humming. Doug passes something up to me. You want a hot dog? There's a bunch of them back here. Why not? I grab one and take a bite. Hey guys, look, it's Central Park. And there's the Upper West Side. I wonder if we'll be able to see our house, Arcade. Zoe aims her camera and takes a picture. She tries to look at it on her phone. Glitter, that's all I get. I look out the window and realize we are dangerously close to the ground. Scratchy, did you push something? His hands are resting behind his head. Nope. But check out this switch. It's pointed to Windows magnification mode. So that's what I think is going on, I bet. I didn't know planes had window magnification mode. Doug munches away in the back. This is the best hot dog I've ever had. I should go into the airline food business. Zoe hits me on the shoulder. Arcade, check it out. There's Daisy. Daisy, Doug burps. Who's that? I peer out of my magnification window in the direction that Zoe is pointing. And there, pushed into a bush in Central Park, is Mom's lime green suitcase. Zoe tries to take another picture. Glitter. That's all I ever get now. I stare at the screen of the window as all I can retrieve that. If I can retrieve that suitcase today, return the books, and not incur a single fine, that's what I need to do. If the books are still in it, and if we get down there from this crazy plane ride. Scranton, this is Newark. We're back. The voice fills the whole cabin now. It's about time, I say. Are you going to bring us down? That depends, Arcade. Do you want to come down? Traffic control knows my name. Of course I want to come down. Why? All you've done is complain ever since you got to New York. Who are you? Is this a trick question? Because I'm not real good at answering. The plane sputters and dips. Rats, Doug yells. Mustard all over my shorts. That'll never come out, Zoe says. Arcade, I think we're running out of fuel. Scratchy points to an LED display that scrolls the words, yes, you are running out of fuel. Newark speaks again. Scranton, we're going to turn your play around. The plane makes a left U-turn so tight that we all whip to the right. It continues to sputter, and then the nose drops. We pick up speed and head towards the water. Calm down, Newark says. Remember, you're on a magnification mode. Objects appear closer than they are. But we're still falling, I yell back. No, you're descending. That's how planes land. So make sure your items are stowed appropriately and your seats are in an upright position. And you still have to tell us why you want to come down. Tell him, Arcade, and hurry up. Scratchy is leaning back and white-knuckling the arms of his seats. Okay, well, I want to come down because... Kerplunk. What was that? Scranton, give Arcade the cup. Scratchy pulls on the string and swings the cup over to me. I put the cup to my ear. That was the wheels coming down. You're running out of time. I put the cup to my mouth. I yell with all my might. I want to come down so I can go home. And where is home exactly? I sighed. New York. My new home is New York City, and I want to be there more than anything, safe and sound, with my family and my new friends. And I'm going to stop there because we're almost out of time. Yay. Okay, let's put it on stop if I can get there. Where's my mouse? Where is, there it is.